Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, December 10th. From Christopher Biddle at KBUT and for the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, the economic forecast for Colorado's ski resorts is generally positive, according to the latest Colorado Business Economic Outlook from the University of Colorado at Boulder. Coming off the 2018-19 winter, in which Colorado hosted a record 13.8 million ski and snowboard visits, more than any other state, early season indicators seem favorable for this winter. Those indicators include a steady American economy, bountiful early season snowfall, and preseason pass sale numbers. The report also chronicles the woes of restaurant owners and managers across Colorado who are struggling to staff their businesses. Despite continued growth in the industry, recruitment and retention challenges have meant slower growth over the past 3 years. 48% of fine dining operators and 42% of casual dining operators say they currently have job openings that are difficult to fill. The main source of annual water supplies out west is starting to accumulate. But to what degree are mountain snowpack levels currently at throughout the region? For the United States Department of Agriculture, Rod Bain reports.
It is now just over 2 months into the western mountain snowpack season, the time that region's water supplies are hopefully replenished for the coming spring and summer. As USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey emphasizes,
it is very early in the season. A lot can happen between now and April 1st when we reach our peak snowpack dates.
Yet as we reach the almost one-third point of the western snowpack season,
we do have some early clues as to how things are going to go this year.
For now, abundant snowpack looks promising in the southern two-thirds of the western region.
Because of the early barrage of storms that we have seen just in recent weeks across Southern California and the Southwest, there has been an appreciable buildup of early season snowpack. The state that has benefited the greatest from these storms has been Arizona, but a much broader area that includes California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, and into New Mexico have also seen portions of these storms as well.
Rippey further explains the degree of importance this early season snowpack accumulation is for the Grand Canyon state, Arizona.
We had a very poor monsoon season there, and so we had some drought in place when the winter wet season began. But given recent developments, we have seen snowpacks build up in just about every Arizona basin to at least 4 times normal for this early stage in the season. And that certainly bodes well for water supply for the Southwest, especially in the wake of a nearly failed monsoon season with very low amounts of summer rainfall.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
A sure sign that the holiday season has arrived is the City of Montrose's annual Parade of Lights, which took place Saturday, December 7th, on Main Street in Montrose. The theme for the event was a very vintage holiday, and a large crowd turned out to see the floats and the lights and the pageantry of the annual parade. Organizations and nonprofits stepped up by the dozens to participate in the parade with their creative floats. Montrose was well represented by the illuminated automobiles and themed floats, featuring concepts from agriculture to the arts. And of course, Santa was there to bring gifts for all the kids. The parade kicked off with the Montrose High School marching band leading the way, and this is what it sounded like. Corey Stanton for KVNF News was at the parade and provided the sound for this story. She talked to one of the marching band members who had a special wish for the holidays.
What's your name?
Lucas Myers.
Lucas Myers, and you play the trumpet?
Yes.
And what's your Christmas wish?
Just for family to be here with my brother, because he's in the military right now, and it would just be a blast if he can come over and just spend time with the family.
Where is he right now?
Right now he's in Kansas.
Fort Riley, Kansas.
And how long has he been away? Like, how long would it be since he's come home?
Well, he left around 3-4 months. The last time I seen him, he just left, like, yesterday. But it would be maybe, like, 2 weeks until he can come home, maybe 3 weeks, four. But until then, he would be coming home. But it's been around 3 months since the last time I seen him, and then he just left home, so.
So it would be really special to be together.
It really would, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you.
Of course.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, you too.
More time with family was a common Christmas wish among the children lined up to watch the parade. And others wanted traditional gifts like dolls and hoverboards.
Do you want to tell her what your holiday wish is?
What's your holiday wish?
For this Rapunzel doll that I really, really want.
What do you like about the doll?
She's really pretty.
Yeah. What else would you wish for?
Probably for a hoverboard.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I want a hoverboard, too. Where did you see a hoverboard?
My sister has one, and she lets me ride it.
Oh, okay. Is this like a one-wheel or like an actual hoverboard?
It's like a two-wheel hoverboard that rolls around. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you just have to put weight on the front and the back to go forward and backward.
Okay.
And if you want to go really fast forward, you just press really hard forward and go forward.
Perfect. Thank you.
A Christmas wish is spending the time with my dad.
And how about you, Uncle?
Spending time with family. That's just... That's all I want this year.
Do you live here in Montrose?
I do. My family's all back in Kansas and stuff, so it'd be nice to see them.
Yeah. Do you go back to Kansas, or do they come here?
Hopefully this year I can go back, but we'll see.
And this guy's visiting?
Nope. He lives here.
Oh, cool. Okay. Sweet. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can you say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas!
And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, December 10th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.